Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
Music that makes you feel good, 93.5 Triple M. It's Coggo and Ez. And while we do a lot of things at the breakfast show, we're up and down like yo-yos and we have a bit of fun and then we get serious. Well, this is the time to get a little bit serious, isn't it, Ez?
Yeah, we know the Bendigo Cycling Classic's coming up at the end of October. Yes. It's all about celebrating cycling and all the great things about our beautiful people in Lycra across Central Vic.
Beautiful people.
Yes, but this morning we're here to spread a message about working together with our cyclists when we're on the roads. Obviously, it can have tragic consequences. And there's a mission this year with the Bendigo Cycling Classic to spread bike safety awareness.
Absolutely. And there should be too. It should be not just a one-off event. It should be happening all the time. Anyway, we're going to find out more. Graeme Lowndes is with us. G'day, Lowndesy.
How you going, Coggo?
Good, yes. Mate. Now, lights for Lowndesy. Tell us about that because you're big when it comes to initiatives for safe cycling.
Well, yeah, I personally don't ride a bike at all anymore without front and rear lights on.
Yep.
Strict on that with myself. Lights for Lowndesy is based on generally all cyclists, not just professional cyclists, all cyclists wearing a light on at least rear, if not front and rear, for visual purposes and just general road safety. I feel that if we don't do something about it, we're not going to help our cause.
Yeah.
Now, see, I remember doing a paper run in the 70s and 80s, mate, and it was just compulsory. You had a light in the front and back. I think since, you know, probably the last 5-10 years, we've forgotten about that, haven't we? I know we had to wear helmets, I understand that, but, you know, just other things we kind of let go by the wayside a bit.
Well, many, many years ago when they started everyone had to wear helmets on bikes. It wasn't trendy, it wasn't cool. Well, is that the issue some people have with lights?
Could be. I would have thought so. I would have thought it was just easy to jump on the bike and off you go, but, you know, unfortunately it's like light clothing, isn't it? It's the same thing.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. A lot of cyclists wear black as well. It's not, doesn't really help our visual purpose on the road either.
Mm. Now, we hear stories so often about cyclists getting abused or tooted at or getting in the way, maybe because they have to ride on the road. When you spread these messages, what's something you want to say to the drivers?
Take a breath. Take a chill pill. Does it really matter that much if you are a minute late getting somewhere? If it is, leave 5 minutes earlier. Cyclists all drive cars as well. We just got to somehow learn to get along on the road. And as every time, every Saturday when I ride a bike in a coffee shop and you hear people talking all the time, there's always someone's had a close call today.
Yeah.
You know, been almost hit with a rear vision mirror. There's another case where a guy almost got hit with a trailer. And then it was a cyclist. And he ended up, he got assaulted by the car driver.
I know early in the morning, Graeme, when we're coming to work, it's one of those things where you need to look out as well because, you know, cyclists are obviously going to work as well. Like you said, it's their prerogative. Mm. It's not illegal to ride a bike.
Of course
you can't.
They're being fit and healthy as well, like all to them.
It's just, you need to look closely. And I know there's been, I've had a couple of near misses where I've looked one way, looked the other, then looked back and went to go and saw a cyclist coming. So you need to look intently. Maybe I'm half asleep, but that happens. That would be a common thing, I would think.
But that can happen with another car coming the other way, or a motorbike with headlights on as well. That can still happen.
Yeah,
they've all got blind spots in cars.
And it's a split second. It could take a life. It could change a life. It's got a whole ripple effect on the whole community too, which you know all too well, Graeme.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just when we step back and think about that, think about lives that matter, and the fact that we might be a minute late to work. You go, gosh, does it really matter?
Well, I can tell you one thing: it's a hell of a lot later been, hell of a lot better being late for work than what it is for a family to go through what we've had to go through.
Yeah.
You know, it's unnecessary. I know. You know, things happen; they shouldn't happen. Get a light on, take a chill pill, and I don't know how we can get through to vehicle drivers to settle down a little bit.
Yeah, show some patience and pay some attention.
But at the same token, in the defence of vehicle drivers, bike riders have got to be doing the right thing.
Yeah.
That's so, follow the road laws, don't go through red lights, and put on a light and be seen.
So Lights for Lounsey at this year's Bendigo Cycling Classic is all in honour of your beautiful son, Jason. How's it going to work? I know this year they're introducing the View Street Challenge, and that's where Lights for Lounsey will really shine.
Yeah, that'll really take off there, and that'll be great. So everybody that enters the Classic, I believe, will be receiving a tail light on entry. So there's no excuse to put them on your bike. They cost nothing to run. Yeah, and if you have your own lights, you've got to be cautious that you don't buy one that's too bright.
One is too high.
Yeah, I've got some LED really ones, and sometimes I think, oh, that's a bit much.
Yeah, I seen a policeman pull over a bike rider one day because his lights were just in the middle of the day and they were blinding me coming the other way. Yeah. So obviously the effect of the police officer as well. So if you've got too many illuminants, that is actually illegal. It's like a laser in your eye.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Shocking.
Got to find that middle ground.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I personally, when there's a car coming the other way, I grab my light and I point it down to the ground.
Mm. Okay.
And try and be a little bit courteous to the cars coming the other way, but not everyone does that.
Well, let's just hope bit by bit. I mean, we're not going to change the world tomorrow, but at the same time, the messages keep flowing through. Hopefully we get it. I know from growing up and riding, bikes when it came to paper runs and that, there's no way I'd let my young bloke at that age do a paper run now. I know they don't do them anymore, but the way we used to ride around and that, it's just too, for me, it's too dangerous. And that's sad. It really is.
It is. I mean, but you also got a lot more cars on the road now.
Well, yeah, true.
And cycling is getting more and more popular. Mm. So your percentages are much higher on the roads. So that makes it worse as well.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a good reminder, isn't it? I think it's great to just remind everyone that we're all in it together. The cyclists are just trying to get out there, get fit and healthy. We're just out there trying to get from A to B in our cars. Let's look after each other because, it's not worth a life, obviously. And it's not worth, even just scaring someone or having a fist fight over it. It just seems so ridiculous.
Lights for Lounsey. It's obviously a cause that needs to be out there. We need to tell everyone about it, which is what we're going to do is.
Yep, this year's Bendigo Cycling Classic. If you want to join in, please. We're even going to give it a crack, aren't we, Cogs? And remember the early bird special. There's less than 50 free jerseys left, so if you want to nab one of those to look like a real profesh in your Lycra, then register soon.
Lycra, geez.
We're going to get you in Lycra.
You're doing the 100Ks?
Yeah, try the 10, Graham.
10. Yeah,
what are you 10. Doing, Graham?
I'm doing 100.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
No, you got to do it.
Stop bragging, mate.
we'll start with 10, I think.
Just Jason used to say, when I'd whinge and say, he'd say, you're going for a ride today? I said, no, it's too hot, or it's too cold, or it's too windy. He said, don't be stupid. Get on the bike. You'll know you'll love it.
Yeah
it's
and
true.
And that's true.
Yeah, it is. You do. Yeah, it is good once you're on, and it's just that motivation to get on it. But again, we've got all these other things to deal with on the road as well. So let's hope we get the message out there. And in the future, people do look out for cyclists, not just here in Bendigo, but right around the place.
Yeah, and pop your lights on too. Lights for Lounsey. Great stuff.
All right. Thanks, Graham.
No worries.
We'll catch up at the later stage. Triple M.